Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Indonesia, Jakarta, the capital, right near the water. We have an Indonesia superstar. Her name is
Jane Kalista.
She's got 180,000 Instagram followers, about almost 80,000 subscribers on YouTube. She has her own album out called This Is Jane. Most of the songs are in Indonesia, a language called Bahasa. But I just listened to a couple of her amazing songs. But you know what? Why don't we just get her on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you, which is a lot. So we're calling Indonesia right now. Let's see if it works. And here we go.
Hi.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Wow. So I had all this big intro ready, and then I went and listened to your song called Nobody's Perfect. That's quite an emotional song. I'm not like an emotional guy, but that kind of brought tears to my eyes and touched me inside. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me.
Yeah, because I'm always for purpose over perfection, and that's such a great message that nobody's perfect. You're fine just the way you are right now.
Yes, definitely, because as a public figure, a performer, we're always expected to give 100%, always act perfect in front of public. Well, of course, nobody's perfect. So that song really represents how I feel from day to day. But I really enjoy all my achievements and all my activities throughout my career.
Yeah, I had to listen to your other song, Just You Wait.
There was a time when I felt so down. I kept on breathing and breathing, the world trying to make me drown. I always believed I could do anything. Kept on believing, believing your dreams will set you free. Oh, just you wait and see. Oh, just you wait.
Just to like get me out of that mode, to get me an upbeat song, I was like, what's going on with me? Why am I crying? I don't cry. It was so great.
Thank you.
Because just before that, I was watching, they have American Idol here. So Indonesia Idol Junior, I just watched you. How old were you? Like 5 or 6 years old?
I was 6 years old.
Wow, you killed it. You killed it.
Thank you so much. I was so little back then. Oh, wow. That was such an interesting experience for me. It was 2014. I was one of the youngest contestants there.
I mean, I talked to a lot of girls, like even in person and kids, and most people are just so shy. And you just came out there, you're bubbly. Hey, what's going on? What's up? Hey, high five. I'll sing the song for you. And they just, you had a meeting out of your hand. And you walked away with that golden ticket, didn't you?
Yes, I am very bubbly and cheerful.
But you got the golden ticket. That's so great. So how old are you right now?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, so first of the new year, January 1st.
I'm going to be 13.
That's right. When 13 comes, maybe a little more freedom.
Freedom, but now because we're facing this pandemic, so I guess it's still going to stay the same. But of course, I'm still grateful for the 13 age.
So where you live, is it called Jakarta?
Yes, I'm from Jakarta, Indonesia.
It's right there by the water. It has a nice Jakarta Bay right there too, huh?
But it's a bit hot and humid.
Yeah. So what other countries have you been to? So you've been to like Malaysia, Cambodia, China, and Singapore?
Yeah, I've been there. And when I went to China, I was invited as a foreign guest star in one of the largest TV companies there.
Another amazing performance. You did 3 songs.
Yeah, I did 1 Indonesian song, 1 Chinese song, and also 1 English song. And then when I went to Cambodia and Singapore, I represented my country, Indonesia, in a international vocal competition. And I'm very grateful I won as Grand Champion Vocalist.
That's great. So what is a Grand Champion? Does that mean so you get the title Grand Champion if you're the winner in the first place?
Yeah, so there are a few categories, and I have the most highest scores among all the categories. So that's what they call the Grand Champion.
Was that the same thing as Asian Dreamers, or was that a whole different competition?
That's a whole different competition. I also won that one, but for the one in Asian Dreamers, it was in 2019 in Singapore. But the one that I was talking about earlier was Asia Pacific Art Festival in Cambodia.
Wow, that's pretty great. Yeah, I was watching some of your Instagram and all your stuff, and wow, you got some moves for dancing. It's like you're in total control of your body. I mean, from your feet to your hands to your face, everything, it's all in sync. It's like, it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
So you're a singer?
Yeah, I'm a singer. singer, I'm a dancer, I do ballet, tap dance, jazz, modern dance. I really enjoy basically everything in performing arts. I do acting as well.
Like you're a singer, TV host, and musical actress.
Mm-hmm.
Musical actress, I love that word.
Yep, musical actress. I played as Marta Von Trapp in the musical The Sound of Music, which is an original production by London West End. It was held in Singapore, the only stop in Asia for the tour. It was in 2017. I was auditioned out of 700 kids from all over the world who really came to Singapore for that audition. So for me, that was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, on that show that you were on, I noticed that you sang a song in Chinese. Do you speak Chinese or did you just learn the song?
I speak a little bit of Chinese.
Really? Let me hear a little bit.
Of course. 大家好,我叫 Jane Calista. 今天我很高兴地来到这里,对不起,我的中文不太好,谢谢大家。
What did you say?
So I said, hello, my name is Jane Calista. I'm very happy to be here. And excuse me for my Chinese since it's not my mother tongue.
So when you dream, what language do you dream in? Is it Bahasa?
Honestly, yes, Bahasa and English, but mostly English.
Really?
Yes, because most of the movies I watch are in English. So when I dream or I fantasize, it's always in English.
So when you're on that Kids Got Talent and you kept telling people to say something, what was it? Aku, Saka, Kamu? Did I say that right?
Aku suka kamu. It means I like you.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That song, Nobody's Perfect, I swear your voice is so amazing. But the other song, When She Loved Me, that's like angelic. You enunciate all your words and you can hit the falsettos.
Was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her. And I knew that she loved me.
When you say nobody's perfect, when it comes to singing, you're pretty close to it.
Thank you so much.
So your first album, This Is Jane, how did that all come about?
For my first ever album, there are 8 songs, and it's practically about friendship, about learning new things. Like one of the songs was about science and basic nature. And then there's also 4 out of 8 songs in the album that I composed myself. It's about love to parents, that we should love the world, we should keep on empowering each other, and about friendship as well, like I told you earlier.
Mm-hmm, that's pretty good. So I noticed when you write your music and you write it, you start off with a melody first. So you get the melody going and then you start writing the rest of the lyrics around that.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it goes the other way around. I write the lyrics first and then I define a melody that apparently suits it.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So Oaky Jelly Drink. So is that an actual commercial that you were in that you did where you were doing that ballet dance?
Yes.
So great. That's the one I'm talking about when I said that all your hands and your feet and everything, you were so cute and you went up on point and everything.
Yes, thank you. I did ballet since I was very little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful for it because it really helps when you do commercials.
It was pretty great.
Thank you.
How do you say the name of that one song that has 6.5 million views? I'm going to try it first and you correct me. I'm saying Gureku Tersaya.
That was close. It was Guruku Tersayang. It means my beloved teacher.
It's a lot of views.
I love that song so much.
So I interviewed Eric Schuett, Celine Gabriel, and Sam Pio, and you guys are all on We Are the World, the remake of it.
Mm-hmm. It was in international collaboration with Indonesian as well as American artists. And it feels so good to meet online with them because it gives us more learning opportunities, how to do collaborations, although we're just from home using a simple gadget like a phone and an earphone. But it could make such a great piece that can empower and move people's hearts to keep going through this pandemic. And we're staying together. You're not alone. We're in this together. And we as children of the world are helping you get through this.
Yeah, that was great. I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to interview everybody else that was on that music video just to finish it up.
You're gonna have loads of fun. They're really nice.
I know. So far, so good. I love every one of them. Well, I love all my guests. But all right, so
doobie doobie dum,
doobie yeah. doobie dum. So great. Mm-hmm. How many episodes were you in on that show? Are you still on that show?
Yes, it's still ongoing up till now. Since 2017, there are over 350 episodes.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, are you famous over there in Indonesia? Like, when you walk around, do people like, "Hey, I know you"?
Yeah, definitely. But usually it's like the smaller kids and with their moms. And then when they just meet me, they go singing the theme song, being like, "Doobie doobie dum, bernyanyi bergembira." And I was like, "Oh, hey." And we just take a picture together. And it's just so fun.
That's so great.
Doobie doobie dum.
So you and I have three things in common. Mm-hmm. Number one, my favorite color is blue.
Same.
And I love sausage on my pizza, but on pepperoni pizza, I put sausage on top of that.
Yeah.
And even though my favorite ice cream is strawberry, my second favorite is chocolate. So we have those three things in common.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. How do you know, though?
I don't know. I just try to do a little research online. And I really needed one more day because there is so much stuff online. I think it would take a week. I was up late last night. I almost had to put toothpicks on my eyes just to keep them open. I go, I have to go to bed.
OMG, thank you. I also did research on you too.
Uh-oh.
You're an actor, producer. You're in so many movies. You're so cool.
Well, thank you so much.
It's such a great opportunity to be interviewed with Tony Keith himself.
Well, thank you so much. I just love actors. I just love talking to them. Mm-hmm. I just love hearing the stories. And every now and then I pick a tip up that I've never heard of, like Eric Schuett, matter of fact. He's on something called LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about being on LinkedIn as an actor. And he told me how he connected with so many people. I got on LinkedIn and everybody's connecting with me. I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. I never even thought of that.
Wow, I think I should have one too.
So, Blackpink, who are you? Jennie, Lisa, Rose, or Jisoo?
I'm Rose. I take place as the main vocalist and also lead dancer.
So what's the name of your group? Is it Bluebell or Bluebella?
It's Bluebell. It's a fun group. Yeah, it's just for fun group because we were still in holidays. Online school wasn't starting yet and we're all doing it with the safety protocol. So we guess why not?
Yeah, I watched the behind the scenes thing. You guys are like wearing masks. You have your little face shield.
Yeah.
And then you're rehearsing. That's a lot of work, huh?
Definitely. A lot of work since it all involves singing, dancing, recording. So definitely.
I love that song. How you like that?
How you like that?
Bing, bada, boom, boom, boom.
Yes, exactly. That iconic line.
It puts you in a good mood, right?
Definitely. It's like that type of song. It gets you every time.
Right. And you just made that a couple of months ago, and it already has quite a few hits already.
Yeah.
So is that something that you want to do? Is that a group that you want to be in a group, like a kind of like a mini Blackpink? Or you just do that for fun and just cover songs? Or do you want that to actually be a group where you go off and tour?
We're just doing that for fun for a song cover since we were all in our school holidays. So we thought, why not? And Blackpink was such a great group. So we thought, wow, there's four of us. So let's go.
That's great. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Because sometimes in the world, you know, a lot of negativity and stuff. So it's just great to just take 3 minutes and just take a break. Right?
Definitely. Definitely.
For sure. Hey, so what did you have to do with Frozen 2?
Yes, I sang for the premiere of Frozen 2, which is the only stop in Indonesia. It was in one of the cities in Indonesia. It's called Balikpapan. It was such a fun project to be involved with Disney, especially because I'm such a Disney girl. Basically, Disney is what got me into singing, musical, performing arts. So it's very fun. I got to see the Frozen 2 movie before people. I feel very blessed.
That's really cool. So how are you so comfortable in front of the camera and not shy? Or are you shy and you have butterflies in your stomach, then you go out there and you're like, ha ha ha? Are you just naturally just not nervous?
I think being nervous is natural, but for me, I don't really feel nervous because I know what I'm doing. I practiced enough, so I believe that everything's going to be okay, and I just pray. But sometimes when you get really nervous, wow. I am nervous, but I just hide it well, I guess.
Yeah, perfect practice makes perfect, right?
Yes, definitely.
Kato, the birthday song, is that something that you made up?
Oh, no. That was me doing a dance cover from one of songs from K-pop idols. You know, in K-pop, there's like a song and then there's the dance. I also do covers of the dance on my Instagram just for fun.
Okay. So you didn't actually win an Emmy, but something you sang on won an Emmy, didn't it? True and the Rainbow Kingdom. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm the official soundtrack singer for True and the Rainbow Kingdom for its Indonesian version that is airing now in Indonesia. Everybody loves it. I'm so grateful to be chosen to be singing for the official soundtrack. And the English version is on Netflix and it has also had an Emmy Award.
I know. I couldn't believe that. I was like, wow.
Yes, me neither.
Everything you touch turns to gold. I know we're going back a little bit, but what is the Mentari Award in fifth and sixth grade?
A Mentari Award is an award for students who really show their best attitude, best grades in class. I'm very grateful to receive that because as a performer, sometimes I juggle my time between my schedule of education and also to performing arts. So it really challenges me every day to know like, oh, I have this schedule, but I also have this schedule. Oh, what am I going to do? It's okay. We can do this. So it's kind of a juggle for me for the past 6 years. So I really think the Mentari Award pays off.
That's true. That's true. Wow. You're definitely not lazy.
No, I try not to be.
So where did you learn how to play the piano?
I started learning piano since I was very little. My mom enrolled me when I was 5.
Wow. And then what about the ukulele?
From the ukulele, I started learning how to play ukulele from 2 years ago. So with piano and ukulele, I usually compose my songs from them. And then I just figure out the chorus for those musical instruments. So they're very helpful.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anything you want to sing right now?
I would love to, but apparently my capo for the ukulele is broken. So I can't really sing anything that's on my key.
Okay, I understand.
But I can try, actually. I'm going to sing Nobody
Go for
Perfect.
It.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Whoa, she found another lie. Needing to see a different person. Needing to make a good impression. Whoa, sometimes she says in her heart, oh, do I have to play this? So this is the fact that nobody's perfect.
Wow.
That was my self-written song titled Nobody's Perfect. It was also shortlisted into the top 10 highly commended songs in the Young Songwriter International competition that was held by the UK committee.
Wow. So that's your song. So you own that song, right?
Yes.
Right. So it's okay if I put the real version on this podcast, some clips
yes,
of it?
Totally, totally.
So there's this girl living inside this world. And everywhere she goes, she needs her hair curled. Everyone thinks she's Miss Perfect, knowing everything she does. But they're all too foolish to see she's breaking inside slowly. Whoa, she started over life, needing to be a different person, needing to make a good impression. Whoa, sometimes she says in her heart, oh, do I have to play this part? Oh, this is the fact that nobody's perfect.
You can feel that song. You can just
yeah.
feel it. It's just, you know, and then I think everybody has something going on inside of them. So they listen to your song and then they tap into what's going on. And I think that brings out an emotion.
Yes.
Well, that's what happened to me anyway. So
thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to me because every time I write my songs, I always write it from my personal daily experiences. So I hope that it can also inspire other people who are going through problems in their life.
Yeah, that's kind of cool because you write the song for you, but then other people like me or anyone someone else listen to it and they interpret it maybe a different way. So that one version has like 1,000 versions, a million versions.
That's
the
amazing thing about composing songs, really.
I know, I'm like slapping myself. I'm like, Johnny, you're going on in 2 minutes. Stop it. I was going to go, hi, Jane. It's Johnny. I was like, I have to get it together here. So that was definitely unexpected this morning. Mm-hmm. Hey, so online, where would people go to find out more information about you?
You guys can check out more updates about my schedule on my Instagram. It's at Jane Calista. I also have a YouTube channel. Basically, all of my social media platforms, usernames is my name, Jane Calista. J-A-N-E-C-A-L-L-I-E-I-S-T-A.
Wow. So YouTube views, I was looking. So it looks like you have almost 80,000 subscribers, about 78,000. Then I went to like a back end and it tells you how many actual hits and views you have. You have over 9 million views.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know. Oh my, you are really Johnny Keith Holmes.
So that one song that you have, I mean, you're singing it in Bahasa, so I don't know what it is, but it's it looks like hip hip hurrah, but I think it's pronounced hip hip hoodah.
Yes.
Is that right?
Hip hip hoorah. That was my single released in December 2019. And I'm very proud of that song because it reached 1 million views in a matter of 1 week and a half.
Whoa.
Yes, so I'm really grateful to all my friends, family, and fans.
So what is that song? Since I don't understand the language, what are you saying?
It's about having fun at birthday party of a friend of mine. And it's really interesting, really, because it started from Pit, from such a legendary Indonesian singer. But at first it was about love, but then it screwed it up a little bit so that girls or boys my age could also sing it.
Wow, that's
it's
pretty good.
It's about kiss, hooray!
Now, that's what I figured. Like, okay, but I have to say it like she's saying it. So I kind of phonetically wrote it out. Hoodah, right?
Hoodah, yeah, exactly. Oh, kiss, hoodah, hoodah.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of that song. Listen up for Jane's awesome tap dancing. Other young talent around the world who are a little shy and they kind of have supportive parents and they're like, hey, I kind of want to do this. What can you tell them to give them the green light to go forward?
Well, for me, just remember that you have a gift from God, which is your talent. So remember that you should go out and really use it for the good. Tell your parents or tell anyone closest to you. Don't be shy, because if it's a talent, you got to really make it come true. And if you have big dreams, don't let it just be a dream. You have to work hard, because dreams don't work until you do.
Yeah.
And if you have this specialty and people judge you, just remember that never trade your authenticity for approval, because that is who you are. Show the world that you deserve to be where you are standing now.
Wow. Dreams come true if you have one. So get one.
Yeah.
All right. So wrapping up here, what do you think you're going to be like before you're 20 years old? What would you like to have accomplished?
I have lots, actually. I would like to perform in music awards. awards, win music awards through my self-written songs, and hopefully more fans to my music and get involved with in many musical theater productions. And yeah, that's my dream. And when I grow up, I'd like to be an activist, a feminist to be exact.
Awesome. Awesome. That's so great. Because most people are your age sitting home playing video games. Ah, oh, there's a zombie. Crush.
Yeah.
You're out there just doing it. You're out there living your life right now at 12. You're not waiting.
Yeah, no.
Wow. I'm so impressed. I don't get nervous too often, but actually before I was also crying too, but before that. Sometimes I get like a little nervous, like, you know, karaoke's coming up three, you're up in 2 minutes, you're up in 1 minute,
yeah.
Johnny, you're up. And then you have to be responsible for the next 3 minutes of entertainment. I got a little butterfly in my stomach just before you came on. Found that very interesting.
Wow. Same with me too, because you're so cool. I see that you've interviewed lots of great people. You've been involved with great productions. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool, but I'm nervous.
It is cool. Yeah, I just checked. I'm number two today in performing arts, and I'm hoping one day, just for one day, can I be number one, please? Just one time?
Hopefully.
Just for one day. That's all I want.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, number one supporter, Jane Kalista from Indonesia.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I would like to inform that I will be original self-written single in a matter of months, so you guys can check for updates on my official Instagram, and I'm also very proud that I have recently won as first prize vocalist in Chicago International Music Competition from the USA and the Song International Competition from Spain, Europe.
Wow.
And I am hoping that I can represent my country in more opportunities of vocal competition, and wish me luck in my next stepping stone on my future career. I love you all and never give up. I love you.
Okay, Jane. Hey, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I'm very happy I finally booked you. It only took me about a month, but yeah, our schedules finally worked out because you're so busy.
Yeah.
So thank you for this time. And thank you just for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me to be on your podcast. I had such a great time. It has been such a pleasure.
Well, you have a great weekend and we'll talk at you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow, let's give it up for Jane Kalista. Be sure and check her out on Instagram, and you have to go to her YouTube channel to see all her amazing videos. Pack a lunch. It's going to take a while. Jane Kalista, thank you so much for doing my show. I absolutely love and adore you. We have a lot of amazing podcasts coming up. A couple of newbies and an 11-year-old from England, Costanza Firth Radford. Don't want to miss that one. And remember, you're perfect just the way you are. Nobody's perfect.
So there's this girl living inside this world, and everywhere she goes, she needs her hair curled. Everyone thinks she's Miss Perfect, knowing everything she does, but they're all too foolish to see she's breaking inside slowly. Whoa, she's tired of her life, needing to be a different person, needing to make a good impression. Whoa. Sometimes she says in her heart, oh, do I have to play this part? Oh, this is the fact that nobody
I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.
How you like that?